Congregation, please rise. Congregation may be seated. On behalf of the Kaidit Family Circle, let me welcome each and every one today in the Saviour's name. And let me thank you very much indeed for coming and for showing your support and your sympathy to the family at this time. And at the outset, on behalf of the family, if I could just take a moment to publicly thank the paramedics who attended the home on Tuesday, the staff in the South West Acute Hospital who gave that wonderful care, both to Rachel and indeed to the family circle, to the Anderson Undertakers for their professional and their very gentle care that has been shown over these last number of days. We do, on behalf of the family, also thank Claire Anderson for playing the organ today, and for Stephen Anderson for streaming the service, for those of the family who can't be with us, to Cherith and to Rachel Anderson for piping both before and after the service, and also to 6 Mile Cross Orange Lodge, LOL 406, for the use of the chairs and the crockery during the time of wake. On behalf of 6 Mile Cross Free Presbyterian Church, we do publicly extend our Christian love and sympathy, first of all to Robbie, to Rachel's 3 children, Paul, Grace and Philip, to their spouses, Jackie, Neil and Anne, to Rachel's 9 grandchildren, Ruth, Hannah, Stephen, Lydia, Daniel, Bethany, Mark, Naomi and Abigail and their spouses. To Rachel's 6 great-grandchildren, Reuben, Isabella, Ivy, Jude, Elijah and Aphia. And to Rachel's 2 remaining sisters, to Jean and to Olive and indeed to all of the family circle, we do extend our Christian love, our prayers and our sympathy to you at this time. Can I say on behalf of the congregation here that we do mourn with you. Rachel was a very special and a very cherished member of this congregation. And as a congregation we have many precious memories of our dear sister in this church and indeed in the little hall that preceded this church. But together in the midst of mourning, as it says in 1 Thessalonians 4 in the verse 13, we sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. We do mourn today, but we also seek to praise and to give thanks to Almighty God for the life of Rachel Kyle and for the assurance that we have that she is with Christ, which is far better. We want to join together in the first hymn in the order of service. It was down at the feet of Jesus, O the happy, happy day, that my soul found peace in believing, and my sins were washed away. We'll stand after we receive the introduction, and we'll sing the hymn together. may be seated. We are delighted to have with us today as well the Reverend Colin Mercer, the minister of Omagh Free Presbyterian Church. And we're going to ask him now to come and to commit us to the Lord in prayer and then to read the scriptures as well. Thank you.
Well, let's seek the Lord together at the throne of heavenly grace. Let us pray. Our gracious God and our eternal heavenly Father, we do draw nigh to thee this afternoon in the precious name of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for the one at thy right hand who has entered into thy presence with his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption for his people. We thank thee for his life and for our Saviour's death on the cross. And we think of our Saviour being placed into the tomb and being under the power of death for that time. But we rejoice that up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over all his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain and lives forever with his saints to reign. We bless thee today for the one who is the resurrection and the life. We thank thee for the victorious work of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice too that we do not sorrow as others who have no hope. We thank thee, Father, today for the life and testimony of our sister. We thank thee for that day when thou didst save her 70 years ago, yes, by thy sovereign grace. We thank thee that she was made a new creature in Christ, and all things passed away and all things became new. We thank thee for that day when she experienced thy forgiveness, and thy mercy and thy grace in her life. We thank thee, Father, for the way that thou didst lead her throughout her life, having redeemed her. Then thou didst lead her on with thyself. We think, Father, of the days that have just passed, when the one whom thou hast redeemed, thou didst call home to be with thyself. We thank thee that because of Christ's finished work, the grave has lost its victory and death has lost its sting. Yes. And we rejoice today that our sister has gone home to be with Christ, which is far better, absent from the body and present with the Lord. We think of the words of our Saviour to the dying thief, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Yes. And our Father, we think of that time in the early hours of the morning, Wednesday morning, when thou didst say to our sister, "Thou shalt be with me in paradise." We bless thee for the glorious victory of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We bring before thee today her husband, Robbie. We pray for him, Lord, that thou would uphold him with the right hand of thy righteousness. Thou hast promised in thy word that when thy people pass through the waters and through the fires, that, Lord, thou wilt be with them. We pray that thy dear servant might know thy gracious hand upon them today. We pray for Paul and Grace and Philip and their spouses and their families. We think, Lord, of the grandchildren. We think of the great-grandchildren today too. We bring before thee Jean and Olive, and we ask, Lord, that thy hand would be upon them and the wider family circle. Lord, we pray today that they might know thy help and thy grace and thy goodness at this time. We think of the testimony of Mrs. Kyle. We think, Lord, of her love for thee, her involvement in thy work, her constant praying for missionaries across the world, remembering of her family before the throne of grace. Lord, we pray that even in these days that thou would hear and answer those prayers. And although her voice is silent and her place is empty, we pray, Lord, that those prayers offered over those many years will yet produce a mighty legacy of thy grace and mercy. Yes. And even, Lord, today, that those who are not saved, some gathered in this service, still out of Christ, that, Lord, thou would speak to them and save them by thy grace. We thank thee. We thank thee that it is a precious thing in the sight of the Lord when he takes one of his saints home to be with himself. Mm-hmm. We think, Lord, of Christ praying that his people might be with him and behold his glory. And the home calling of our sister is an answer to the Saviour's prayers. For those whom he justifies, he also glorifies. And we thank thee We thank thee for the security that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be with us in this service. Lord, we are conscious that thou art sovereign in life as well as in death. And times like this ought to make every one of us think of our own death. We pray, Father, today that thou would teach us to number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom, that each one gathered here, young and old, might prepare to meet their God. So, Father, answer prayer. Bless the word that goes forth today and all that takes place in this service. We pray that as our sister sought to glorify thee in her life, that this service of thanksgiving, that thy name will be glorified once more. Yes. And Lord, we might have cause to rejoice in thy grace and thy goodness to us. So answer prayer. We remember the family before thee. Encourage their hearts, comfort them. Today we pray. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We're going to turn to Psalm 116 and read this psalm at this point in our service. The psalmist writes, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Amen. We trust the Lord will bless the reading of his word to our hearts for Jesus' sake.
I do say a word of thanks to the Reverend Mercer for leading us in prayer and for reading the scriptures to us. It is lovely today to have a number of the members of the Kyle family taking part. And at this stage, we're going to ask one of Rachel's grandsons, Daniel, to come and to read a tribute on behalf of the family. And then immediately afterwards, another of the grandsons, Stephen, and his wife, Bethany, are going to sing a piece to us. So Daniel first, and then immediately afterwards, Stephen and Bethany.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming. It's great to see so many people here to support the family and to give thanks for the life of Rachel Kyle. You may have known her as Rachel, or as Ray, or Mrs. Kyle. To me, she was Granny, and I'm going to read a short word of tribute on behalf of the family. Rachel Elizabeth Kyle was born on the 28th of July, 1933, to Mitchell and Margaret Conley. She was second of four, sister to Jean, Alexander and Olive. And was brought up in a loving Christian family. Rachel gave her life to the Lord over 70 years ago. From this point on, she devoted the rest of her life to serving Christ. A talented singer, Rachel sung around the mission halls and churches, spreading the word along with her sister-in-law, Elizabeth Kyle. In fact, on one occasion, she was spied by a certain young man by the name of Robert Kyle. It was love at first sight. The two then did long distance for 4 years while Rachel trained in trained to become a nurse in Mile End Hospital in London. Rachel made sure to keep in touch with Robbie by sending letters weekly, and Robbie made many trips over to see her. They were married on the 14th of June 1960, and Rachel devoted her life to her children. Rachel taught in Sunday school and drove the countryside, bringing countless children to children's meetings to hear about her Saviour. She invested heavily in the people around her. I'm sure lots of you will miss her weekly and sometimes even daily phone call catch-ups. Rachel and Robbie were blessed with three children, Paul, Grace and Philip, and they had the joy of knowing household salvation. Their children had a very happy childhood, going on many holidays in the camper van, handcrafted by my granda, and spent many happy summers in the countryside. Rachel was delighted to welcome Paul's wife Jackie, Grace's husband Neil, and Philip's wife Anne into the family, and they will miss her greatly. Rachel will be dearly missed by her husband, three children, nine grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, and their spouses. As each new addition to the family came along, Rachel was overjoyed and loved getting involved in their lives. She built special bonds with each of them by reading her daily bread, praying with them, teaching them how to bake, having packed lunches in the camper van, and so, so much more. Her family loved her deeply and will miss her very much. It warmed Rachel's heart greatly to know she will see all of her grandchildren again someday, as we all came to know her Saviour as our own. Having the assurance of knowing we will see her again with Christ brings us great comfort in these 5 days. Every card received always contain the wonderful words of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. This assurance will stay with our family for years to come.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See, on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, death beds are coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home.
Do say a word of appreciation to both Daniel and to Stephen and Bethany for coming and for taking part today. Standing in front of a congregation and taking part at the best of times is not easy. And on such an occasion as the passing of a grandmother, we certainly do commend them for taking part this afternoon. I want to leave with you today the words of Psalm 116 that the Reverend Mercer read with us. Psalm 116 in the verse 15. The word of God says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. May we have a moment's prayer together. Our Father and our God in heaven, we bow before thee. We do rejoice at such a time that we can turn to thee. We can look on to the hills from whence cometh our help. For our help cometh from the Lord. Lord, we do pray even in these moments together that thou wilt give that grace and that help. We pray now as we come around thy precious word, that thou wilt still every heart, that thy word will speak, and by thy spirit will penetrate into every heart. O God, come, and in the midst of the sorrowing, may the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be lifted high. Hear and answer prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This verse that I read with you, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. This is a verse that was laid upon my heart many, many months ago. I left the Kyle's home on one occasion after visiting, and I knew if it was ever my responsibility and my privilege to conduct Ray Kyle's funeral, this was the verse that I must preach. Rachel Kyle, or Ray Kyle, was precious. She was precious to Robbie, for to Robbie she was far above rubies. I think of the words of Proverbs 31, the verse 10. The word of God says, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. You know, the wealth of the world meant nothing to Robbie compared to the love of Rachel Kyle. They were so sweet and so perfect together. Whenever you saw one, you saw the other. And even times in the home together, it was always just one talking and the other joining in. And together, this sweetness was there. She was precious to her children and to her two daughters-in-law and her son-in-law. And to her grandchildren, each one, even with the words of Proverbs 31, to verse 28, her children arise up and they call her blessed. The great love and the affection that each of the children and even the in-laws and all of the grandchildren had for her. She was precious to this congregation. Many precious and fond memories each of this congregation has in relation to Ray Kyle. Her faithfulness down through many years. Her fellowship and her friendship meant so much to so many in this congregation. Even after it was impossible for her to join with us on a Sunday anymore, yet she was constantly keeping in contact with phone calls with this congregation. Going round, as it were, the circle and phoning up and keeping in contact, keeping that fellowship, that friendship one with another. But yet this verse makes it very clear. Because it says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. What a remarkable statement that is. There's two things I want to leave with you in relation to this statement. Firstly, I want you to see the view of the Lord. The view of the Lord. Because it says in the verse, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. You know, it is a wonderful thought. And indeed a glorious reality to understand that the Lord is watching over his people. And even on Tuesday, the Lord was watching over all that took place. Everything that happened as Tuesday came into place, even through the hours from Monday into Tuesday morning, and all down through Tuesday day and into Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning, God was over it all. God was in it all. C.H. Spurgeon, writing in this particular verse, he says, the Lord watches over their dying beds. He smooths their pillow. He sustains their hearts. You know, you think for just a moment about Tuesday. And you think for just a moment, family, of how God undertook for every part of it. Whenever an ambulance had to be fetched, they phoned and within 20 minutes an ambulance was at the door. Whenever she was moved to Enniskillen Hospital, the family travelled behind and they went straight to the A&E section thinking, well, she'll have to be in A&E for a while, and yet she wasn't there. There was a bed waiting for her up in the ward. Very quickly, the scans, the tests were done. All was in place. The Lord was over it all. Understanding was given to the doctors, to the nurses. Yes, it wasn't the news that any of the family wanted to hear. But the doctors and nurses were able to make it very clear. Ray's time was coming to an end. And that time then meant that the family could be gathered. Those that had to travel, time was given for them. They made sure they were there. And by the time that Rachel passed away at 2:45 on Wednesday morning, the sons and the daughter and Robbie were at her bedside. The Lord had brought each one of them their journeys. He had undertaken for them. He was over it all. At 2:45, Wednesday morning, Rachel Kyle very gently slipped away. The Lord received her soul unto himself. You know, death isn't something that is appealing to us. It's not something that we cherish. It's not something that so many of us look forward to. Whenever a loved one dies, when you hear that news, a loved one has passed. But yet to the Lord it is precious when it is one of his people. You see, there is something in their death that is delightful to the Lord. For an individual who dies in the Lord is just simply going home. Simply going to be with their Savior. For the Lord it is the ingathering of that dear loved one. That one that means so much to him. That one that he has adopted into his family. That one that he has given that right and that possibility to cry unto him, Abba Father. Whenever that dying one that dies in the Lord is brought on to the Lord. It's just simply gathering in the family member. It isn't strenuous or stressful in the Lord's eyes. It isn't some monumental journey or effort. It's but a step. Isn't that what David said in 1 Samuel 20 and the verse 3? He says, there is but a step between me and death. For Ray Kyle, it was just a step. Whenever I got the news, I was in Belfast and immediately went down the motorway, came to Enniskillen and had the privilege of going into the room and reading and praying with the family and with Rachel. That time, her breathing was heavy, her breathing was labored. But you know, Robbie was able to tell me whenever it came to 2:45 in the morning, that breathing was calmed. And then it just stopped. And he asked the question, is she gone? One moment there was a little breath. The next it was gone. It was just the Lord said, come home. It was precious in His sight. You know, some people have the complete wrong ideas to what a saint is. Some people believe saints don't die. Some people believe saints can do miracles, but according to the scriptures, a saint is one who is set apart. One who is justified and then one who is sanctified by the grace and by the Spirit of God. One who dies more and more onto the old sinful nature. One who lives more and more onto Christ. But one ultimately who will die. Now I think of the greatest individuals that are recorded in Scripture. Abraham is referred in the Scriptures as a friend of God, the father of the faithful. And yet it is recorded Abraham died and his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him. David was the greatest king that Israel ever had. He's known as the sweet psalmist of Israel, and yet it tells us David died and was buried in the city of David. Death comes to us all, even to the saints of God. But to the saints of God, their death is precious in the sight of the Lord. There was the view of the Lord. But then again in the verse 15, I see the victory in the Lord. Because it tells us in that verse, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. I emphasize to you those final two words of the verse, His saints. You see, Rachel Kyle was His. Yes, Robbie could say, Rachel was my wife. The children could say, Rachel was my mother. The grandchildren can say, Rachel was my granny. But over and beyond all of that, and the great overarch, as it were, of it all, as the Lord is saying this, Rachel was mine. She was mine. The Lord is the one that can step forth and say, He redeemed Rachel. He bought her back. He redeemed her not with corruptible things such as silver or gold, but He redeemed Rachel Kyle with His precious blood. Isaiah 43 in the verse 1 is so applicable to Rachel Kyle because the Lord says, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Yes, Rachel Kyle was born in sin. Yes, Rachel Kyle was shapen in iniquity. Rachel Kyle in her early years was against God. By her sinful nature, she was at enmity. She was completely against God. And yet in God's great mercy and wondrous grace, He stepped into her life. Over 70 years ago. And He washed her in His precious blood. He paid her freedom. She was enslaved, as we all are in our birth. She was enslaved to the devil. The shackles of sin were upon Rachel Kyle, and yet God and the Lord Jesus Christ paid for her freedom. And He paid at the very highest of cost. He went to the cross and He shed His precious blood. He gave His life for Rachel Kyle. He died for her upon that cross. And on the third day, he rose for her. And now he lives evermore. And so, in the passing of Rachel Kyle from this earth, there is victory in the Lord. And there's victory for the Lord. You see, the grace of God and the plan of redemption is being fulfilled in Rachel Kyle's life. Part of the plan of redemption is that gathering of his people, those for whom Christ died, and those for whom Christ rose again. There is that part of redemption whenever he gathers them unto himself. The desire is of the Lord that they might dwell with him forever. The final step, of course, is to come in that plan of redemption for Rachel Kyle. Whenever the Lord returns and her body will be reunited with her soul. But my, what a victory that is. What a victory it was for Rachel Kyle on Wednesday morning in those early hours to be released from the sinful body to see her Savior in a moment. There's no sting in death for Rachel Kyle. There's no victory for the grave in Rachel Kyle. Christ is all of the victory. Christ has brought Rachel Kyle to himself. And by his grace, Rachel Kyle is a partaker in the Lord's victory. She'll never see hell. She'll never experience it. She is with Christ, which is far better. But I ask this question as I bring our time to a close. What about you? When it comes to the time of your death, and none of us know when that is, not one of the family believed that Rachel Kyle's time upon this earth would come to an end the early hours of Wednesday morning. No one ever, the ambulance came. The paramedics were tending to her. Even as she was taken into the ambulance, she was apologizing for troubling them. The family, no doubt, believed she would be back. She didn't believe she was that ill. But her time came. Your time will come. Your death is guaranteed. But what will your death be in the eye of God? Will it be precious? You see, it will only be precious for those who are saved. Those who have realized that they are sinners, those that have cried unto the Lord and turned in repentance and faith and believed in Jesus Christ for salvation. Only those that die in Christ are precious. But what about those who die without Christ? Scripture makes it abundantly clear it isn't precious. Rather, it is the beginning of their eternal punishment. For the Lord will say to those who die without Christ, those that die in their sin, the Lord will say, depart. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And they will be taken away from the Lord's presence, from his sight, cast into a lost eternity, never to see the Lord again, never to be in his presence. You see, our God in heaven is a holy God. Something that's forgotten by so many today, God is holy. God cannot and will not look upon sin. God will cast each one who dies in their sin, cast them from him forever. That's the reality of Scripture. What we can say with that assurance today, Rachel Kyle's passing was precious in the sight of the Lord. Because over 70 years ago, Rachel Kyle gave her life, her heart, her all. She surrendered it all to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, just the other morning, she was simply going home to be with Christ. How precious that is. What a comfort the gospel is to families in such times as this. Whenever there is that blessed assurance, there is that joyful and that lively hope in Christ Jesus. Now we can look upon the coffin, we can think of our dear sister Ray Kyle. For each one that is saved, we can say we will see her again in the presence of Christ. Tell me, can you say that today? Can you say that with assurance today? One day I will see Rachel again. Thank God, even as mentioned, Robbie can say that. The children can say that. The grandchildren can say that. But can you? What about your soul? My friend, salvation is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll not find it anywhere else. Give your heart to him. Even today, come and put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord bless his word to all of our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you turn in your order of service to the final hymn, when my life's work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer. When I reach the other side and his smile will be the first to welcome me. Can I say that after the singing of this hymn, the congregation could please remain standing as the remains are taken from the church? Then we move immediately across the road to St. Michael's Church of Ireland graveyard for the burial and the committal of Rachel Kyle. And then after the burial and the committal has taken place, there are refreshments for all provided in St. Michael's Church Hall. Can I say just that the family will not be standing at the grave after to greet, but rather will be moving straight into the hall where you will have an opportunity to speak with them. Just to mention to you on behalf of the family that any donations in lieu of flowers can be made out and sent to the undertakers, and they will be going to the children's and the youth work of the church here in Six Mile Cross. So after the introduction, we'll stand to sing the hymn together.
Glorious morning I shall see. I shall.
Our God and our Father, we thank Thee that Rachel Kyle knows her Saviour and she has seen Him face to face. Father, we thank Thee for the comfort of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank Thee, Lord, for saving Rachel Kyle. We thank Thee, O God, for bringing her out of her sin and washing her in the precious blood of Christ. We thank Thee now we have that assurance that she is with Thee. But Lord, bless each one that has heard Thy word today. We ask Thee, O God, that those that are not saved, that they will realize how important it is to prepare to meet their God. Lord, undertake now as we move across to the cemetery. We thank Thee for grace and for help that has already been given to the family. Continue to strengthen and to uphold each one, even in these moments together. We pray, Lord, that Thou wilt give that help. Lord, remember as well in the time of fellowship afterwards, we thank Thee for the food that has been provided. We pray that Thou wilt bless it to each and every one. In Jesus' name, amen.